We're doing the Avat Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim's work on kindness. We'll dedicate our learning to Sarah Chaya Bat Tanya Kohen, and we're up to the second section, the 13th chapter. And the Chafetz Chaim says, "Afilu im al yedei shu'usek tamid b'mitzvah zo," and even if because a person is always doing kindness, yeralo lifamim efsed al yedei ze ezerub lekesef, a person has a loss, he loses some money over it. Al yipol lipo alav al yedei ze, a person shouldn't be disheartened over that. Because it's known that you can't have any business in the world, a store or any other big business or small, there's no business that only makes money. Every business has to lose some money too. If you take a business that has certain gain and no loss, then the gain has to be very small. And even so, you see people working all the time, day and night, and no one takes note, oh, you know, sometimes you lose. Yeah, that's par for the course. You look at the general business. In Wesek Tov, if it's a good business, that's par for the course. Ken binyaneinu, the same thing applies to what we're discussing. A person doesn't have to be upset because sometimes he loses some money on doing kindness with others. Being that generally it's a good business, so sometimes you give a loan and the guy doesn't pay back. That's par for the course. V'tov, and a good idea is she'askim b'atzmo lotzi el amida kedusha azo b'chol shana le'erech 4-5 ruble kesef. A person should decide, every year I'm going to spend 4-5 rubles on this mitzvah. And a wealthy person based on his wealth. And then even if he loses some money, sometimes he gives loans and people don't pay back, his heart shouldn't be bad upon him. Because when he went into the business, he had in mind, this is the amount of loss I anticipate I will incur. Just like people aren't upset that tefillin cost them money, everyone knows you want to buy a good pair of tefillin, it's going to cost you money. By the same token, a person has to feel, I want to do kindness with my fellow man, so sometimes I will have to incur a cost. Sometimes there will be people who take loans and don't pay them back. That's part of the mitzvah, that's part of the general business of doing this mitzvah.